Chapter 6. God and Jesus in the glass-walled elevator to hell, going down. A Muzak version of I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly plays softly in the background, the melody picked out on panpipes. God is wearing a beautiful bespoke suit. It's light gray with a fine chalk pinstripe and notched lapels, crisp pale blue shirt and striped silk tie, furled in a beautifully knotted half Windsor. God scrubs up well. Jesus fidgets with his collar, trying to loosen his tie. His suit is black, skinny-legged, with narrow lapels. His white shirt is untucked, his thin black tie askew, his long blonde hair spilling down over his collar. It's kind of a new wave look. For goodness sake, come here, God says as he begins retying his son's tie. 33 years old and you still can't put on a goddamn necktie. I blame myself. I hate wearing a tie. Of course you do. You're a bum, God sighs. Jesus looks up at the descending numbers as God tucks and folds, the circles of hell flashing by. -2, -3, -4. Dante had been nearer the mark than many thought. He'd been right on the money about the avaricious. Here they are in the fourth circle, those whose life pursuit had simply been the making of money, slithering around Jesus and God as the elevator glides smoothly and noiselessly through the flames. Floating by the glass windows, writhing in agony, we see the investment bankers, junk bond and currency traders, financiers, corporate raiders, estate agents, moneylenders, loan sharks, and the proprietors of certain types of all-night convenience stores. The temperature rising, the Muzak a little louder now as the sixth and seventh circles go by. Rapists, murderers, wife-beaters, and pedophiles, all covered in burning, scourging demons, sinking their molten teeth into smoking flesh. Contrary to what Dante and many organized religions thought, there were no suicides in the seventh circle. God understood it just got too much for some folk. He got that. Man, he'd nearly topped himself after that asteroid took out the fucking dinosaurs. A couple of billion years of work, up the shitter. Back to the bastard drawing board. There were no blasphemers or heretics here either. God, as we know, doesn't give a shit if people believe in him or not. Also, no sodomites. God loves fags. Jesus rests his head against the warm glass and looks down into the well of flames a million miles deep at the uncountable burning souls. Dad? I'm sorry things got so fucked up. God regards his son, a 33-year-old teenager, fidgeting in a suit and tie. 33. Used to be, you had better be damn sure you were grown up by then. Not now, God thinks. People didn't grow up like they used to. The boy had much to learn about responsibility, about hard work, about putting the hours in. Still, there was a fundamental core of decency there. It was what had got him through the last time. He sighs and pats Jesus gently on the shoulder. You're a good kid, he says. The Muzak changing, the panpipes essaying Land Down Under by Men at Work as the elevator glides into the ninth circle, the pyre blazing with the souls of millions of corrupt politicians and CEOs, the demons down here really working overtime. Eternally stuffing fistfuls of burning money into orifices, slicing off penises, gouging out eyes, administering Chinese burns and twisting nipples, the screams almost audible through the thick plate glass. They briefly glimpse Kenny Lay, former chief executive officer of Enron. He is almost invisible below several excited demons who are in the process of attaching jump leads to various extremities and snipping things off with garden shears. One squats over Lay's red, sweating, screaming face, preparing to defecate. Suddenly, it's quieter as the ninth circle vanishes into darkness above them. God shoots his cuffs, makes a minute adjustment to his tie. Okay, heads up. Behave yourself. A bright ping as the number 10 lights up. Another mistake of Dante's. The elevator doors opening, God and Jesus strolling into the lobby of the 10th circle of hell, where a huge neon sign proclaims, Big Rock Movie Diner. Glass cases with musical instruments and movie paraphernalia adorn the walls. There are gold and platinum discs from Genesis, Debbie Gibson, and the Jonas Brothers. There is a golf club from the movie Uncle Buck, a uniform from Police Academy, Mission to Moscow, and a lightsaber from The Phantom Menace. MC Hammer's pants are proudly displayed above the reception desk.
Hi there,
the girl in the chic black cat suit behind the desk says to them. She's gorgeous, tall, all catwalk legs.
Please, let me show you to your table.
God and Jesus follow her through the busy restaurant, where a panpipe version of Hip to Be Square by Huey Lewis and the News plays loudly.
And here we are,
the girl says as she seats them at a good table, a large banquette against the back wall, overlooking the main dining area.
He'll be with you in a moment, gentlemen. Can I get you something from the bar?
She asks as she hands them their menus.
Can I get a Michelob?
Jesus asks.
We have Carling or Budweiser.
Shit. A Heineken?
She smiles tightly.
We'll order some wine in a minute,
God says.
Very good, sir. I'll have the waiter bring you the wine list.
She gives them a little bow and ticks off on her heels.
Carling or Bud? Jesus says.
You're in hell, retard,
God says, not looking up from his menu.
Anyway, we're having dinner here. Have some wine. What are you, 16?
A commotion breaks out across the room, and they turn to look. A large, rowdy table of rabbis is trying to place a complex order with their waiter. A short man with a small black mustache, whose fringe is plastered to his forehead with sweat.
Yah, yah, he says, holding up a hand, trying to quieten them. So, dry gefilte fish, ein pastrami sandwich, zwei brisket, ein lox, and zwei matzo ball soups, yeah?
No, two pastrami sandwiches, one brisket, one of the rabbis says.
And some more latkes,
one of them shouts, and a side of onion rolls.
You know what? I'll have a soup too.
So, das ist dry matzo ball soups,
the waiter asks, crossing something out on his pad.
No, the soup instead of the fish.
Yeah, so that's one fish.
No, two fish, moron.
And some pickled herring.
Someone throws a bread roll and it smacks off the back of Hitler's head as he trudges off towards the kitchens, crossing something out on his pad. Hip to Be Square finishes playing and immediately begins again. God turns to Jesus, smiling.
You can't deny the little bastard's got a sense of humor.
Literally, speak of the devil, Jesus says, nodding. God looks around to see Satan coming towards them. He is beaming. Satan is a short, fat, balding man, 200 plus pounds and a little over 5'2". What remains of his black hair is pulled back into a tight ponytail. Under his black suit, he wears a lurid Hawaiian shirt, and an unlit cigar is clamped between his teeth. He takes it out as he reaches their table, God and Jesus standing to greet him.
Big guy,
Satan says, pumping God's hand, throwing his other arm around God's shoulder.
Looking good. Damn, look at those arms. You've been working out?
Lucifer, God says.
Been a while. You're telling me, and you brought the kid. Hey, kid, how you been?
Yeah, good, Jesus says, shaking hands.
You're back all this time and you don't come say hi?
Well, you know, I'm
fucking with you, kid. Sit, sit.
They sit back down and Satan slides into the booth beside them.
Hey, you got no drinks? The service in this fucking place, huh? Let's have a drink. Let me grab a waiter. Ronnie!
Satan yells. Ronald Reagan in waiter's uniform appears.
Ronnie, bring us a bottle of champagne. The good stuff, okay?
Very good, sir.
Reagan bows and heads off.
Sorry I'm late,
Satan says, settling back and lighting his cigar.
It's just been...
Mayhem, God says.
Exactly. Mayhem down here.
I'm not surprised.
You've been getting up to speed on recent developments, huh?
Satan asks. God nods.
What can I tell you?
Satan spreads his hands, gesturing at the packed restaurant.
Business is good.
Reagan reappears.
Would you like to order some drinks?
Satan sighs.
We just did this, Ronnie.
Reagan looks confused.
A bottle of champagne,
Satan says, spacing the words out slowly. Reagan says. His face is coloring, his jaw set. He's straining.
You okay, Ronnie?
Satan asks.
Ugh!
Reagan says. Suddenly, there is a dreadful stench. Reagan slides his hand round to the small of his back and pushes it down his pants. When he pulls the hand out again, it is covered in excrement. Reagan looks at it, surprised. Everyone looks at Reagan. Finally, he speaks.
Mommy,
he says.
Holy shit,
Jesus says. God edges a little further back in the booth.
Fuck,
Satan says.
Okay, Ronnie, just go.
Reagan stumbles off in a slow, bandy-legged stride, still staring at his shit-covered fist.
Sorry, Satan chuckles. Old Ronnie, he's, you know.
Satan twirls his index finger in a circle next to his temple.
Ironical punishment. What can you do, huh?
Well, God says, that isn't even ironic, on any level.
Anyway, you know what's good tonight?
Satan says, ignoring him.
The steak. Have the steak.
I'll have the chopped salad, God says.
Yeah, me too, Jesus.
Come on, guys, live a little.
Funnily enough, I'm not that hungry, God says.